presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
Welcome to This is the XFL Podcast. I am your host, Tron Hawkins. Today, we're going to be kind of talking about the XFL, but really going to be talking about last Sunday's Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, about an hour and a half away from me. It was Rams and the Patriots, and to be honest with you, it helped the XFL a lot. There's a couple things that went into it, which I'm going to talk about in this episode. I also asked for some feedback from y'all on Twitter and on Facebook, thanks to XFL2K.com. Help me out with that, and I'm going to be reading some of that here in a little bit. It was the lowest watched Super Bowl in 10 years. Now, 10 years ago, the lowest watched Super Bowl at the time, or 10 years ago, was the Steelers and Cardinals. And that's just because the Cardinals, I mean, there's, you know, perennial losers. That, to be honest with you, Super Bowl 43 is my favorite Super Bowl. That was a hell of a game. Larry Fitzgerald just going bananas. Kurt Warner and Big Ben going back and forth. It was a crazy game. And it's actually one of my favorite Super Bowls, especially the ending. It's crazy how much stuff you can remember 10 years ago. And I think a lot of stuff had to do with it this year is just the NFL in general. For one, you had somebody like Patrick Mahomes, MVP, leading me to a fantasy championship. Thanks, Mahomes. And he was a darling. Everybody loved him. Everybody loved watching him play. And he gets beat by the Patriots on some kind of shady calls, like the offsides. I know D4 really was offside. The Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl against the Rams. Actually, to be honest with you, they should have been in the Super Bowl against the Saints. And that's what number two is. The Saints should have been in the Super Bowl, not the Rams. That P.I. call was kind of bogus. And if you kind of look at the Rams in the playoffs, or even the last 6 weeks before the playoffs, they wasn't any good. They had a good record. They're 13-3, but they really didn't play well the last weeks and won the playoffs. So if you look at it, they kind of didn't belong there, and they kind of looked like they didn't. Jared Goff looked like a scared puppy. He didn't look like a guy that's been in the league, you know, going on 4 years now. And the Patriots really didn't look like they belonged there either. Tom Brady looked like garbage. Edelman was spectacular, but hell, who can't catch a ball that's coming from 2 yards away? I mean, he did good running and stuff, but I mean, that was horrible. It was a horrible game. Me and my girlfriend, we had my brother and sister-in-law over. We was cooking pregame, and I love pregame for Super Bowl. I start at 2 o'clock when the real pregame starts. I sit there and I watch it all. I take it in. I get hyped for the game, and I was hyped for it because it's a Super Bowl, and it was like an hour and a half away from me. Beautiful stadium in Atlanta. And then the game started. And, you know, when the food is the best part of the Super Bowl, something's wrong. No offense, baby. I love you. Thanks for the food. It was wonderful. But it helped XFL because it showed, hey, NFL's getting boring. It's getting predictable. Of course the Patriots are going to win. What did y'all expect was going to happen? I mean, do you think the Rams just go in there and put up 35 points against them? No. I mean, even the day before the game, NFL Network got caught running an ad congratulating the Patriots on a Super Bowl victory. Now, granted, if it's predetermined, they wouldn't have it such a shitty ending, 13-3. Lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. Lowest scoring ratings in the last 10 years. Now, there's a lot of good news for the XFL, and there's some bad. And the bad news from all this is LA had the lowest rating of any team. The second lowest rating of any team to ever have, or city to have a team in the Super Bowl. LA's viewership was lower than national average. Are they a football city? XFL's going to be there. XFL's going to be there. So is it going to be a football city? That's what I would worry about. I wouldn't be surprised if LA was bottom on the XFL attendance list. Even though they are the last defending football champion from LA, and XFL is the extreme. I wouldn't be surprised they're ranked at least the bottom half of the league. Because, I mean, they can't support the Rams. They can't support Chargers. They don't even watch them on TV. It's the damn Super Bowl. The second biggest city in the world, in America, didn't watch Super Bowl with their team in it. Granted, New Orleans didn't either, but they had a reason to. So, you know, that pass interference call working against them, the people just getting tired of seeing the Patriots in the Super Bowl, it was fatigue. It was fatigue from the NFL. Spaz baby on the Twitter, replying to XFL2K.com, said it was a low-scoring game. It honestly should have been canceled due to the missed call. Due to even missed calls in the Super Bowl game, just shows you that the XFL was needed to replace the NFL. They also say because even through the commercials, they disrespected America. I don't see how they disrespected America. No offense, but I just don't see how the commercials did that. But I mean, I get it. Even the commercials sucked. The halftime show sucked. They dick teased us with SpongeBob. They knew what they were doing. I mean, it was just a horrible horrible, just it's a horrible 4 hours. John Fleener on replying on my Twitter said, "What I understand the XFL is doing away with halftime. Seems like a move the NFL should probably be thinking too. Every year there's some group or another that gets upset about it. It takes away from the game too. I'd rather leave it out." That's a good point. Think about this. It didn't happen in the Super Bowl, but it did kind of happen to the Falcons. And the Super Bowl, I will cry over for the rest of my life. The Falcons had momentum going in that 21-30, going in the halftime. They ended up scoring one more touchdown, yes. But that 30-minute halftime is just so long. Because not only do you have the halftime report, you had the concert, too. So that, you know, that just halts the momentum of the team winning. Don't forget, the same thing happened to the Ravens in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, Super Bowl 47, when not only did the halftime mess them up, but also the power outage. So that messed them up, too. So momentum's a thing in football. So I think it'd be good. Imagine the XFL teams winning. They just scored. They just scored, take the lead 21, say 18. They get the ball right back. It's halftime. Halftime's over. So they get back-to-back possessions. Bam, keep that momentum going. I mean, that's a big deal. Let's go on Facebook and see what some people are saying. I, like I said, I gave out the question. Me and XFL2K did. Follow us on XFL2K.com for him on Twitter and Facebook. Follow me on at XFL Podcast as well. So you can get involved with the show. Leave reviews on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pocket Cast, all those good things. Follow me on there as well. So, you know, there's a lot of negativity. And even if you got on Twitter after the game, it's like, man, I cannot wait for the XFL to get here. I cannot wait for the XFL. Is XFL here yet? I even said, save us. Will you please save us, XFL? Vince knows what he's doing. Vince picked the right time to get in the NFL, or get in the football business again. Not just because of the national anthem stuff, which that does play into it. I don't care what anybody says. The national anthem does play into it. But because he sees where football's going, and he sees that we are fatigued with the NFL, I play fantasy. I play NFL fantasy. I'm ready for the next season to start, but I'm also ready next season to end. So it's time for the XFL. It's time for something new, something fresh. And I cannot wait, because not only is it the NFL offseason, it's the XFL offseason too. We're about to have some drafts, about to have coaches, about to have team names, hopefully. So this is going to be the offseason. The offseason's now in the XFL. And it's about to get kind of kick-started, because it's going to be a dead period in football news other than the draft, which I love watching as well. But I'm ready for the XFL stuff. I'm ready for the XFL draft. I'm ready to know who the coaches are. And I think after the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people will be. I think it's going to be big news. I think it will be big news. Okay. Guillermo Patino said on Facebook, the announcers was more fun to hear in a very defensive game, but kept audiences awake. Tony Romo, to me, is the best football announcer right now. And that's crazy because it's like his second year. But he is so much better than almost anybody else I heard. Way better than Monday Night Football announcers. Please God, XFL, if you go to ESPN, do not use Booker McFarlane and them and Jason Witten. They are horrible. They are garbage. Much rather you go to NBC. I love Chris Collinsworth. I know you're never going to get Chris Collinsworth to do it. But, you know, I love those announcers better. ESPN, stay away from them. But Tony Romo with me is the best announcer of football right now. Jeff Miller said, I thought the actual game was solid, defensive game. Halftime sucked, but I'm not into any of those people anyway. Commercials sucked. I was waiting for an ad from the XFL, but I don't think you did one. It would have been good had the announcers built up the plays. Romo does a good job at that. The announcers really didn't have nothing to talk about. They was even shocked at the score. When it was 3-0 at halftime, they're like, wow, this is a game nobody expected. And it's true. The problem is with this game is, leading up to it, they're expecting an offensive explosion. Because, one, the Rams' offense had been killer most of the year. After the bye week, after that war with the Chiefs that everybody wanted to rematch for, they was garbage. You know, they weren't doing it good. Patriots, though, they've been running the ball good, and the Rams can't stop the run. So everybody thought this was going to be like air versus ground. It's going to be a war. It's on a fast track in Atlanta. What? I feel bad for Atlanta in a way, because I know the Falcons are my team. But this was their chance to show off the stadium, and the NFL told them to close off the roof. there wasn't raining or nothing. This is their chance to show off the stadium and, you know, show people, like, hey, this is the most expensive stadium in the league right now. Look at this. We spent all this money on it. Welcome to Atlanta. and you get 13-30. I mean, you know, the last two Super Bowls, I mean, Dallas creamed the Bills, but the last Super Bowl we had there was Super Bowl 34, and it was one of the best games in history of the Rams from St. Louis. Shout out St. Louis. And the Titans, that was one of my favorite Super Bowls of all time as well. Kirk Strange on Facebook said, didn't watch, from St. Louis. Don't care about the NFL since they have yanked two teams from our city. XFL 2020. I think two rich people was rooting for the Patriots. One was New Englanders and two, well, three, I'm sorry. One New Englanders. Second was New Orleans fans. Third was St. Louis. They did not want the Rams to win the championship. Brad Soliberger said, the game was boring as hell. Halftime was a joke, and I'd watch XFL over that because, well, the Super Bowl sucked. Not one person in the media said anything good about it. People said that they turned out. That means commercials even suck. Just plain, my cat chasing its tail was better entertainment. It had the lowest rating for a reason. Tim Burrow said, boring. Daring Ogmosa, sorry if I said the name wrong. He did the Hannibal Burrs whack gift. It was whack. People were sitting there waiting for something to happen. And, like, I seen a meme on Facebook that said, imagine paying $7,000 for a Maroon 5 concert and a punt contest. And I seen another one said, Maroon 5 had more points, 5, than the Rams, 3. Finally, Chris Smith said, pageantry in the beginning and award ceremony at the end, but in the four quarters of football, it felt like what could have been a midseason game. The defense was great, not knocking that, but the presentation felt off and far from super. What's the point of having 4K when it looks like a high school game? Could have used way more dynamic camera angles showing off that new Atlanta stadium. That was a missed opportunity by the NFL, in my opinion. I agree. It didn't feel special. Like, it didn't feel like the biggest game of the year. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that the Rams didn't belong. Not just because of the pass interference call. They just didn't seem like that they wanted to be there in a way. Like, for one, Todd Gurley, best player in the league. One of the best players in the league. Best running back. I mean, I know he's been injured, but it's the freaking Super Bowl. Wear him out. He's got all offseason to get ready. And you give him like 7 carries. Does that sound like a team that wants to win? When you have your best player on the bench and you don't even play him any. And Jared Goff was getting just manhandled. He ended up with more yards than Brady. But he just didn't do nothing. They had one good chance to score, and Brandon Cooks, you know, got the ball smacked out of his hand. Excuse me. He got the ball smacked out of his hands, and that was it. Like, the Rams never got that spark that they needed. They never got that spark like they did against the Saints in that fake punt. But they didn't get a spark, you know, like they do against, like, the Chiefs when they kept going back and forth, and the Chiefs going to win. They never got that. You know, Belichick, even though people hate the Patriots, I hate them, I hate Brady, I hate Belichick, but damn are they good. You can't give him 2 weeks to get ready for somebody and not expect them to shut him down, and that was the problem. It was Patriot football, and people are tired of Patriot football. People are tired of seeing them. They've been in 9 Super Bowls out of 18 years. That's half. And they've been in the last 3. Okay, here's my thing. XFL's only have 8 teams. I guarantee you, though, the same team won't make it 3 years in a row, even with 8 teams. This is 32 teams. The Patriots, people are tired of getting the Patriots getting this cakewalk. Let me tell you what normally happens. It didn't happen this year, but this is what normally happens, okay? They get the 1 seed because they just cakewalk through their division. I mean, they always automatically get 13 wins, 12 to 13 wins. They get the 1 seed. And then somehow, some backup quarterback or something, or they play somebody like Alex Smith or like a Mariota or a Brock Osweiler or a Tim Tebow, and they just go through them. Like last year, they played Mariota and Bortles to get to the Super Bowl. Big whoop. Mariota and Bortles. Now, this year, they had Rivers and Mahomes, and I still think the Chiefs should have won that game. They had home field. It's Chiefs and Saints would have been a more entertaining Super Bowl, higher scoring Super Bowl, and I wouldn't even be making this episode right now if that was the game. Nobody was really talking up about this game. In L.A., where they, again, like I said earlier, they had the lowest rating of any, or the second lowest rating of any team, or any city that had a team in the Super Bowl, they was more worried about Anthony Davis going to the Lakers last week. Nobody was talking about the Rams. Nobody was talking about football in L.A., because L.A. is a basketball city. And that's what I worry about XFL having a team in L.A. Like I said, I think it's a bad idea to have them there, because they can't support 2 teams already. So they might. I mean, it's only 20,000 people asking for StubHub. So they might, just because it's a big city, and And, you know, there's got to be some football fans in that city. But the NFL pretty much handed the keys to the XFL saying, hey, here you go. Here's your chance. Now, you know, the NFL, you can tell the NFL is desperate because
they are partnering with the AAF. The AAF is pretty much now like the G League is for the NBA. So you can tell they're getting desperate. So the NFL has the backing. The AAF has the backing of the NFL. They're the G League. I don't see the NFL. I know the XFL said they wanted to be their own thing, but they still wanted to be like a not a feeder league, but kind of like a, you know, like a side NFL. Like they, you know, they wasn't going to go against them, but they wasn't necessarily working with them. They wouldn't have a relationship, but not get in bed with them, you know, friendship. And I don't see that happening now for the AAF. I don't think the AAF is going anywhere. I think the only bad thing about the good thing about the AAF is they're not going to be on broadcast TV a lot. This weekend, they're going to be on CBS. Next weekend, they're going to be on NFL Network. But they ain't going to be on CBS again until the championship game. So you got NFL Network and TNT for like one game, Bleacher Report Online for some damn reason, and then CBS Sports. If the XFL can be mostly on network TV, like the Foxes, like the NBCs, they can beat the AAF just by exposure alone. People are more excited about the XFL than the AAF. The only problem is AFF coming first. I don't cheat on the XFL, but I will be watching some games. I'm with my girlfriend on the weekend, so I'm going to be DVRing them. So I'm going to pick like one or two games a week to watch because I need football. But I think the XFL is going to win in the end. Not so much because the football is going to be better. It's just because they're going to have a wider reach. And the markets are bigger. So, again, the NFL has helped XFL in a way by partnering with a league that kind of seems secondhand. It's like, I know the XFL is going to have some NFL rejects in it. I don't mean that in a bad way. But that's pretty much all the AAF is. Like Trent Richardson and stuff. XFL is going to be like the next generation. The young guys. Guys coming out of the high school that don't want to play college ball. Guys that don't want to finish their degree, but they don't want to go to the NFL yet either. So, you know, this Super Bowl being born and then this partnership with AAF is opening up the fans to go, you know what, we want something different. We want it now. So come 2020, we're going to get something different. And I know everybody's excited for it. Let's hope next year's Super Bowl better in Miami. But think about this. If it's not, the next weekend, we get exactly what we want. We get the XFL. We get something different. We get something faster. And we get what could be the next big thing in football. And that's football reimagined. Thank you for joining me on this episode. If you have any reviews or you have any comments or anything, let me know on Twitter, on Facebook, at XFL Podcast. Check out XFL2K.com. Check out XFLboard.com as well. He has a poll up or vote up about what team names you want. He's going to send them directly to the XFL themselves like he did in 2001. Go check that out. So check out XFLboard.com. Sign up for it. Talk to other XFL lovers out there. Check out XFL2K.com for all the latest news. And keep listening for the podcast. Have a good night. And let's get ready for the off season.